Hanukkah, or the Festival of Lights, runs until December 28th. The 8-day religious holiday commemorates the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem at the time of the 2nd century Maccabean Revolt. It's not unusual to see attendance at Christian churches grow this time of year. And Rabbi Moshe Smalkin of Ohave Zion Temple says a similar trend is often seen in synagogues.
Many Jews do go probably and increase their observance of Hanukkah in this country, partially due to Christmas.
For children, the Hanukkah tradition stresses helping people in need. Rabbi Smalkin says many kids receive a gift of money and are then asked to give to charities. Smalkin says such a concept seems to be a harder sell these days.
And so it's shifted and become, you know, for many children about, are there toys? What am I getting here? Which is a different idea, but partially due to the commercialization of religion, that's what happened.
Rabbi Smalkin says Hanukkah is not regarded as one of the more important Jewish holidays, but it does attract a lot of attention. The menorah is a well-recognized 9-branch candelabrum. Some communities have been known to place a large menorah in a public square. Rabbi Smalkin is unsure of the message sent by such a display.
Bringing it out like a huge menorah in a public place, then that's an interesting thing, especially in our society, and thinking about, what is that? How does that affect the ideas of Hanukkah being a minor holiday? Are we doing it because of Hanukkah, or are we doing it because of Christmas?
Rabbi Smalkin says it's not unusual to see menorahs in the windows of Jewish households. He adds there are probably close to 4,000 Jews in the central Kentucky area. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.